Students from both private and public schools are planning to walk out for 17 minutes tomorrow morning. It's to honor the memory of 17 people killed in a mass shooting at a Florida high school. They're calling it the National School Walkout for Safety. The Wall Street Journal reports that since 1990, there have been 32 school shootings across the U.S. Punahou sophomore Emiloa Borland talked with us about what spurred her to help organize the student-led events.
Our school, our high school part of Punahou, we are going to be meeting on the quad together, and there's going to be different stations. One station is where students are going to register to vote, so those are the seniors and some juniors who have turned 18 this year. There will be a station where students can write letters and cards to the victims of the Parkland shootings, their families and their friends, you know, messages of support and love. And there will be another section where students can just silently reflect on themselves and, you know, what they believe in and just trying to cope with the emotions that the shootings brought up. I've been working with students from other schools to help them talk to administrators and get a plan of what to say when they're meeting with their school principals and administration staff to help them make their own rally and to help them make sure that they're following all the guidelines and the rules necessary.
And so tell us, what struck you when you heard about the shootings over in Florida?
I just remember feeling just like we have another one, you know? And that's not a good response to have. You know, each time there's a shooting, it's just there's another one. And that's not acceptable because we shouldn't be having another one and another one and another one. These are atrocious events that need to be stopped. And I remember just feeling so heartbroken, especially since the victims were my age. I was a freshman last year, you know? Like, that could have been me. Someone pulled a fire drill and I was in class, you know? So it really, it struck home more than other school shootings because, like, I'm a high schooler and these were high schoolers killed. These are kids my age. They're 14, 15. I'm 15, you know? And it really put into perspective, like, I'm lucky to live in Hawaii where we have pretty good gun control. And, you know, I'm not immune from this. And the Parkland shooting really just helped solidify that for me. Like, I can't sit silent on this anymore. This is affecting me and my peers. Our school principal sent out an email to all of the teachers and said to plan a lesson that day that if students miss class, they won't be missing out on too much information, that they can easily catch up, and that if a student wants to participate in the walk, then they're welcome to, and they won't be penalized for missing class. And if a student doesn't feel comfortable or they don't want to participate, then that's fine, and they can stay in their classes. But we're really fortunate to have such a supporting administration staff that wants to help us cultivate our own voices and are super supportive of what we're doing and all of our ideas and our thoughts and our feelings.
And what's going to happen in those 17 minutes?
There's going to be just a collection of students who want to just think and reflect on the victims, you know, the people that could have been our friends and our siblings, you know. And it's just the time for us all to come together and to just really think about, you know, our values and just trying to cope and trying to work through all the emotions and what this shooting means to all of us.
That was Punahou's Emiloa Borland, who sat down with us in our studios yesterday. We also talked with Farrington High School's student body president, Francesca Aguilar.
So at 10 a.m., students are prompted to go to the front lawn, but if they don't want to go, it's totally fine. And we're going to start the ceremony with Oli by Ho'onani Kamai, and we're going to have 17 leis draped. So an MC is going to address our National Walkout Day and our hashtag, Govs for Safe Schools. And after that, we're going to read the names of all the 17, and we're going to release balloons.
Was there anything that struck you when you heard about the shooting in Florida, you know, that prompted you folks to take action and get involved?
I think the main thing that really struck us was we just need safety. There are so many children being affected by mass shootings that our main goal is just to protect lives and make sure our peers are safe.
And at one time, Farrington had a gang problem many years ago, but that's completely turned around.
Yeah.
You had incidents of violence there at the school.
Yes, that was a long time ago, but when I went into the school, I think it already dispersed and it was solved.
And then what else have you folks decided to do? Are you going to submit testimony on any of the legislation, banning the bump stocks, or, you know, what else?
So I'm actually going to encourage the seniors at Farrington who are 18 to vote during the midterm election. This is our chance for us to make a difference because as teens, as children, this is our future. And we want to make sure that we're trying to make a change for a better life.
Are you a senior?
I'm a senior, yes.
Okay, so you're getting ready to go off to college.
Yes.
And is that a concern for you, safety on a college campus?
Oh, yes, of course. When I do apply to schools, I look for safety levels. And I think this is really important because students need to be more aware of their surroundings and the difference they can make. So I feel like by having this optional walkout, it's going to educate not only the community, but also our students at Farrington High School that if things do go wrong, we can step in and make a say and do something about it. I think anywhere that we go, there's going to be some instances of violence. But I just hope with this walkout, we'll better educate people on how to be safer.
What about the school? What are they doing to make sure that the kids don't get, you know, written up if they leave class? Or
I think we're following the state guidelines where if they do walk out, it's going to be an absence, but that's it voluntarily up to the student.
And other schools are planning to hold signs, light candles, and bring lei as part of the event to honor the memory of the slain students and educators and to talk about other events planned, including a nationwide rally on March 24th.